Research shows incarcerated drug users are as many as 8 times more likely to die from overdose immediately after release than at other times in their lives. And this program is designed to reduce those overdoses, as well as reducing recidivism within the system. Department of Corrections Deputy Commissioner Helen Hanks says the prison will give inmates a single dose of Vivitrol 7 days before they return to the community. Then
we connect them with a primary care provider so that we continue that continuity of care model to help them have the best success they can when they return to the community.
Vivitrol is an injectable opioid and alcohol addiction medication. It doesn't reduce cravings, but it does block the effects of opioids and alcohol. The manufacturer, Alkermes, will provide the prison with those initial doses free of charge. One shot lasts 1 month. The program is modeled on a similar partnership between Alkermes and the state of Massachusetts. Studies show Vivitrol, a monthly injection, has better outcomes than the daily pill version of the drug, which is known as Revia. Vivitrol, however, costs $1,200 per month per patient, while Revia costs only $18. So Hanks says the prisons will continue to provide the less effective Revia to inmates who are not soon to be released.
We implemented in December an oral intervention for individuals who are treatment-focused and targeted toward abstinence for substances.
So far, 20 inmates are receiving daily doses of Revia. As for them, access to Vivitrol will be based on patients' interest, their demonstration of 10 days of abstinence, and other requirements. The drugs both make patients less tolerant to opioids and therefore more vulnerable to a fatal overdose in the case of relapse. Relapses are less common with the injectable Vivitrol, however, because it's harder to skip doses. Hank says the rollout of the prison's new Vivitrol program for outgoing patients will be slow and deliberate. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.